Hi, I'm Oki, and welcome to Tell Me About Your Book. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Tell Me About Your Book. I'm really, really excited to talk to author David Boito about his recent publication and also his other book. But his recent one is called Bee Conspiracy, which is so fascinating. But I want him to talk all about it. Hi, David. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you again for having me on your show.
I'm excited. I'm really excited. I'm glad we finally were able to get something in the books and that we're finally talking. But let's go ahead and talk about your recent publication, Bee Conspiracy. Can you tell me what it's about?
Yeah, Bee Conspiracy is about a LAPD detective and a special agent for U.S. Fish and Wildlife that specializes in insects and preserving endangered insect species. And they have to team up to investigate what seems like an accidental death by bee stings.
Oh.
And of course, Kelso, who's the Fish and Wildlife agent and a bit of an eccentric fellow, insists that no, this murder. Of course, the LAPD detective Duke doesn't believe that. And so they're at odds in the beginning. Duke just wants to get this over with. He, you know, wants to open and shut the case, but he's not able to. He's in a little bit of hot water with his superiors. And so they have to team up, and Duke sort of goes through the motions of Kelso's instructions on what to investigate. He starts to realize there is something else going on here, and they uncover a bigger conspiracy at work where bees have been weaponized to create mass hysteria.
Oh, wow.
In order to further a larger goal.
Can I say this reminds me a little bit of like maybe a Black Mirror episode?
I love Black Mirror. Yeah, that's a big compliment.
Oh, yay. I love that there's not only is there a thriller element, there is a scientific one, and yet there's also a technology one. There's a lot that's all involved in this book. This is so fascinating. How did this come about that you wanted to do something this grand?
Well, the idea started a few years back. I'm also a screenwriter, and I actually wrote a screenplay about a guy who is a forensic entomologist, and that's an insect expert that uses insects clues at a crime scene to sort of figure out what happened at the crime scene. You may have seen this if you ever watched CSI.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a few episodes with this type of a storyline.
Right.
And so I just thought it was an interesting subject. And so I started to research it. I went to some, insect fairs. I talked to some of these guys. I read some of their books. And I thought it was just a fascinating field. So I wrote this script about a forensic entomologist sort of on the clues to a bigger crime working with a police officer. And anyway, so I wrote that a number of years ago, and that Hollywood didn't exactly, at that time anyway, have a desire to do that as a movie for whatever reason. And so I decided in the last, couple of years, I love that story. I want to bring those characters to readers, directly to readers through a book. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I did.
I want to say congratulations, to be honest, of publishing Bee Conspiracy. I think this is definitely not like a one-shop stop kind of thing. Like, I think there's so many elements and so many branches surrounding this book. This is so cool. Very almost X-Files too, like Black Mirror X-Files style, considering there's the detective and of course there's conflict between the Duke and Kelso. How was it writing the characters, especially Kelso? How was that?
Well, Kelso's a lot of fun. He's just a guy that sees the world very differently. He he sort of lives and sees the world through the eyes of insects in many cases. There actually are people like this in Fish and Wildlife. And they're probably not as eccentric as he is, but there is a, you know, a unit which investigates poaching of rare butterflies. There was also in the movie Silence of the Lambs, there was a little bit of an allusion to that. Yeah, so these guys are out there, and so they are, it is illegal to possess an endangered species of a butterfly. So Ed Kelso is a guy that, you know, he's out to save the insects, certainly the ones that he considers very beneficial to mankind. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of his world, and it's fun to get into that head and, you know, look at the world through those eyes. That's the fun thing about writing, you know?
Right. With Bee Conspiracy, are we getting the full force in all this one book? Or are you done with Kelso, or are you done with all that is in this book?
No, I don't think so. I think there's more stories there. And I've actually started some outlines for what could be a sequel.
Nice.
I was waiting to see what kind of reception it gets, but so far it seems to be pretty good.
I'm glad.
So yeah, I think there's more to their trajectory.
Are you saying more of Kelso or more on the
I like their vibe and their interaction. And, you know, the way they play off each other. And so I could see the two of them teaming up again.
Besides the pure entertainment of the book, what is it that you want your readers to get out of Bee Conspiracy or even the books that you've had before with Valley Flyers? What is it that you want us readers to get?
Well, I mean, certainly with Bee Conspiracy and we go into Valley Flyers as well. You know, this is a very, this time, period of time in history is very unique. You know, technology is rapidly advancing.
Mm-hmm.
Some might say faster than man himself is advancing as a compassionate species. And so I just want people to be aware, to be aware of the ramifications of how technology and a rush to use technology can be problematic, especially when it comes to Mother Nature, you know, the desire to change things in nature, man's desire to change things in nature. While that has certain beneficial aspects, this idea that you can change living species along the lines of
through technology, period.
Along the lines of what we see in terms of, modifying DNA and things like that, or simply replacing species with robots, you know, along the lines of, I don't want to give too much away about the book, but, you know, replacing species because they seem to be a pest, quote unquote, is problematic. And it's not a simple solution. And so, Kelso's line about the bees is intended to educate people, like, you know, yeah, they're not as scary as they're always made out to be. The term killer bee is unfair. That's not a, bees are not out to, quote unquote, kill people, you know. That's a sensationalized story that's sometimes spread through the media. So anyway, yeah, so that's sort of what I want people to take away, is that appreciate certain aspects of nature, even though they may be, you know, considered a pest. I mean, they have beneficial aspects to our lives.
Right, absolutely. The more we can learn from that, the more we can really appreciate it and kind of giving it its beauty on its own.
Yeah.
And especially how fast, like, us humans adapt to technology, and how, I guess what I'm trying to say is how introverted we've become, that we don't realize Mother Nature is much more important. And I don't know. I think I'm speaking circles now.
100%. No, I agree with you. Absolutely.
But I'm going to go back to you as an author, David. So you've published a couple of years back, Valley Flyers.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about that book?
Yeah, that book was written and inspired by a local miniature airfield that's not too far from my house, where weekend warriors come together on the weekend and sometimes during the week and with their remote control miniature planes and fly together. It's a really cool community. There's a lot of camaraderie. There's a lot of skill involved. I really wanted to explore that world more in a story setting. Valley Flyers is the outcome of that.
I love how both of your books are so different, but yet it has a lot to do with like human behavior, you know, yeah. As much as we read about even technology or the community, there's something about reading human behavior and how we react to all this. This is so cool. Yeah. What else can you tell me about you as an author, David?
Wow. I love stories. I mean, I love stories. I like bringing stories to life. I like, you know, exploring worlds through story. I mean, that's what I love. I mean, I love reading books. I love watching movies. And so I just love spending time creating characters and putting them in worlds where they may be, you know, fish out of water.
Right.
And having them sort of learn to swim, so to speak.
Did you have any difficulties writing Kelso or Duke or even some of these parts in the book for Bee Conspiracy?
Well, you know, writing always has its challenges. The thing about writing that I try to stress the most to myself and to others is you have to persist. You have to never give up.
Right,
you
keep
just
at
have
it.
To push through. Sometimes mm-hmm. you do hit a brick wall with a story or with a character. Sometimes you need to walk away, take a breath, and then come back with fresh eyes. It's an adventure. Let's say that the high points are when you realize something about the story or the character that you hadn't thought of before, and it just sort of drops on you out of the sky. And you're like, wow,
look, how did this turn? But okay, yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, how has it been since you published Bee Conspiracy? Because as of this recording, you just published the book.
I'm actually quite pleased. It's in the top 100 of conspiracy fiction on Amazon.
Congratulations. That's so cool.
Thank you. And it's also in the top 100 of disaster fiction on Amazon. Hopefully it can stay there for a while.
Yeah.
There's always a lot of competition, but
yeah.
I'm pleased so far. And, you know, this is in the last 2 weeks. So hopefully with your help getting the word out, we can keep it in the top 100 at least.
And keep going because you are writing kind of a sequel to this. So
yes,
we need
exactly.
to get the momentum to stay higher and higher, I guess.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, I want to say thank you for being here, David. So where can we get your books?
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. The book can be purchased Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any indie bookseller. They may not have it in stock if you go for a physical book to the actual store, but they can order it for you.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm very, very fascinated by this story, by Bee Conspiracy. This is so cool. There's so many things in it that I don't know how you pack it all on this one book, honestly. It's like reading an episode, like I said, Black Mirror or X-Files. And
and
it doesn't steer me away from just wanting to put a book down. Like, I feel like I can just keep going with this.
That's great to hear.
Any last minute thing you want to say, David, before we go today?
Again, just thank you very much for having me. I'm glad we got a chat. Hopefully we can do it again sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. I want you to, I'm asking you to please come back when you publish your next one, especially we're featuring your book on the other podcast, which means I will have more people expecting to know more about your work. But I will let you go, David. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you again.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tell Me About Your Book. Please continue to support indie authors and indie bookstores. And if you would love to support Tell Me About Your Book podcast, you can certainly do so by going to buymeacoffee.com/tellmepodcast. For a price of a coffee, you can support monthly for just $5. There's other tiers too in the memberships, and you can look at all the info about it, and I would certainly, certainly appreciate it. And of course, there's the other podcast, Books, Cats, and Snacks, where Katty and I talk all things book and about her cats too. See you then.